Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dumping Ground. It's your girl, Makisha Clayton Lee, certified life coach. I want to thank each and every listener. This week, my show hit a major milestone. I have 1,000 listens, and I will be nothing without people who's been supporting me, who's been rocking with me from day one, A1. I just want to totally give you my appreciation and thanks from the bottom of my heart for listening to these shows. Going back and listening to prior episodes, they're all archived from day one all the way up until today's episode. So when you're busy, go check me out and listen to some episodes on the Dumping Ground. I appreciate you. I pray blessings over your life, unlimited blessings over your life. Enough of the mushy stuff about me. This platform was created to be a listening ear, a safe place where you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. So, you know, for the month of November and December, we're starting a new series called Ladies, What's on Your Mind? And we're talking about relationships, situationships, and dating in 2020, and even marriage. Each week, I will have a guest panelist who will be sharing some tips and some experience. You know my favorite quote, do not despise small beginnings. As you can see, it started small with the Dumping Ground, and it's progressing. And with vision, prayer, and execution, these three ingredients from a small beginning can develop into something that will blow your mind, which my mind is totally blown, and I appreciate you. Tonight, I have an amazing queen joining tonight's episode. Let me read a little bit about her. She has established herself as one who seeks to empower. She has earned multiple degrees. The most amazing part about it, this young lady has traveled over 79 different countries. She has a big heart and a wonderful sense of humor, and I enjoy her sense of humor. Her smile warms the heart of men and people. She has a beautiful smile. And with her, and she's always encouraging and praying with people. That's her backbone, and I experienced that as well. Her principle she upholds is honesty is the key element of trust in our relationships. Yes, girl, that's a good principle to have. Dumping Ground family, let's give a warm welcome to Andrea White. Miss Andrea, can you hear me?
Hi, Makisha. Hi, Makisha. Thank you for having me. And before I even say anything,
so
I just want to say congratulations on your your 1,000th listener. I think that's a big milestone, and I wish you many more. Continue to do what you're doing and continue to strive in success and blessings from God. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you.
And,
I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm feeling a little nervous, but I think I'm just a little bit overwhelmed when I heard about the 1,000 listeners, but again, congratulations, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Andrea. I appreciate you. We have known each other for a short period of time, but we have spent some time together, and we have amazing conversations. So I just felt like tonight will be, especially now that we're going to into the holidays, you will be a perfect person that will bless the microphone tonight and bless the listeners tonight with certain things, I know, with your experience, and it can touch the heart of a man. And I just appreciate your transparency and your authenticity. That I cannot talk. You know what I'm saying. But I appreciate it so
authenticity,
much.
Authenticity, yeah.
That's it. That's the word. I truly appreciate you. Girl, I got a big tongue. So, you know, I'm from the South. I got a big tongue. Sometimes that thing gets stuck. So you have to work with your sister. Work with your sister.
I love it.
So tonight, tonight we want to talk about two major points. I know with us as women, I know because of working in corporate America and hearing single women talking about trying to find the perfect man or the perfect woman. And I know that's a myth because there's no such thing as a perfect man or perfect woman. And that's, I just want to kind of talk about that because I think people get caught up in the fantasy of dating and they don't realize that people are human too. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to kind of break that down a little bit and see, like, from your experience, have you heard that, you know, people like, girl, I want to find the perfect man and getting their heart broken
yeah.
because they're looking for this mm-hmm. fantasy, you know, they're getting so many mm-hmm. letdowns because their fantasy is not reality. You know what I'm saying? So let's just talk a
yeah.
little bit about that, about experiences with that. You know what I'm saying? So have you had that type of experience before or all that good stuff?
Yeah. So I think, you know, I think probably in my younger days, there's always this sort of, you know, fantasy and we kind of touched on this a little bit where, you know, we read these fairy tale stories and we sort of like make that mm-hmm. the adaptable
mm-hmm.
thought pattern of how we're going to progress and how we're going to go into this marriage and, you know, go into this really wonderful, everlasting, once upon a time story kind of living.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
the true reality is, and this is really what it is, I do not believe that anyone is perfect. Only Christ holds that position.
Right.
I think what we have to do is come into the reality of knowing that, accepting it, coming into a position of wanting to work with that person, you know, and understanding that perfection is not really the key to the relationship. I think that
mm-hmm.
Having a like-mindedness, I think that that definitely
mm-hmm.
helps. I think that also, you know, there is a little bit, there could be a little bit of perfection going on, meaning that, you know, you meet the person and there's a lot of commonality. There's a lot of,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of common threads that kind of tie you together and
yeah.
you sort of mesh well. And I think that
mm-hmm.
that might give it a feel of perfection, right? But we know that as
yeah.
humans, we're not. We know that we make mistakes. We know that, you know, things happen. You know, throughout the relationship, we understand that, you know, people are just not perfect because we're humans.
Yeah.
And I think when you
yeah.
come to that place of acceptance and when you can just love the person that you're with or that's been gifted to you, because that's, you know, that's sort of how I look at,
mm-hmm.
I look at relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not all relationships you can say, oh, this is a gift, you know, that there are those
right,
ones that
right,
are just
right.
not. But,
right, right.
You know, the serious relationships, you can see the gift in the person. And there's special
mm-hmm.
things that that person may do to make you feel that it's the fairy tale type of, you know, interaction that you're having.
Right.
And that's
right.
usually a beautiful thing. I don't feel that that's something that happens all the time. But I do,
mm-hmm.
I do feel that it's attainable. I do feel
mm-hmm.
that, you know, single women can hope for that. Also, we need to be realistic, right? We have to be
yeah.
realistic
yeah.
about things,
yeah.
and I think that's
yeah.
where we can falter a little bit because we get caught up in wanting the fairy tale and not really focusing
yeah.
on the reality. And
that's
I actually
true.
Like remember. I actually remember, you know, hearing this. It's like, it, you know, my pastor that the church I used to go to a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Would you marry you?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And she's like, I thought about it, and I says, okay, so for you to answer that question, you really need to be honest with yourself. And
mm-hmm.
my answer was no. I was like, no, I wouldn't want to marry me. But gradually I came into a place where now if I ask myself that question, although there's still some work that I probably need to do and am doing
mm-hmm.
with myself, that it's there's a yes now because I can
right.
see where I've grown. And I think
the
that
progress.
Is part of perfecting the imperfection our humanness, that we can, you know, that we can now come to a place of saying, okay, you know what? I'm not perfect, but I'm ready to share myself with someone. Hopefully they'll accept me as I am. They're not going to be judgmental. They're going to be caring and loving. And the other question too is, but are you willing to do the same for the person that's coming in? Because guess what? They're probably on the same path as you, where they know that they're not perfect. So I think those are some key sort of elements that you know, that we need to look at, particularly like single women, because again, we get lost in the facade of what we feel love is, right?
That's good.
We really do.
That's good.
Yeah, we really do. We can get caught up in it, and we can get, you know, and it stems from a lot of other things, right? It could stem from loneliness, so you make the wrong decision. It can stem from you being that one girlfriend that goes to everybody's wedding, and but you're not, you know, right?
Yeah.
It trickles into so many things. So at the end of the day, the perfection thing is just not really a reality. It's not realistic. And I feel that we need to gauge ourselves, gauge our expectations, and you know, we eventually find someone that just really understands us. I would hope and would desire, you know. So
I think that is, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I think that is a great way that you're looking, that we should, that the single-minded should, you know, ladies and men should look at it, is you, if there's no, like you said, there's no perfect person. And then what we will end up do, we'll get that person and try to mold them into what we think is perfect, meaning we can't change anyone, right? Like, unless they want and desire to change. And see, once you start trying to reach for that perfect person because you have that facade of trying to, because you see what you want, then you're trying to make the person that you have linked to that, trying to change them and mold them to what you see, you know what I'm saying, and what you desire. And that's what I did. Because I know with the man, like, I know from my experience, that didn't happen with my husband. He was like, girl, bye. You can't change me. Okay? You cannot change me. And the thing is because I had a perfect image. Like, I wanted the husband that goes to church and just serve, which I'm not saying that he doesn't, but I'm saying I wanted him to just be like all in, like I'm all in. And you cannot make somebody do, everybody has to work out their own soul salvation, fear and trembling. I can't work out Kevin's salvation. He has to do that. I have to only focus on me, even being married. I still can't change him. I can only change me. But see, I think when you go into that relationship and you have that false persona of the perfect person, that will start it. Triggering, trying to manipulate and mold that person into that image. You get what I'm saying? And that's going to be a bad situation. You know what I'm saying? That's a bad situation.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. But, you know, I do want to say this, just piggybacking off of what you just mentioned. I feel that, you know, love is something that I, and this is just my perception, right? And this is just probably a part of what I've experienced. You know, I think true love, like actually having true love and understanding what that means from a biblical perspective, right? And in Corinthians, you know, the Lord talks about love. He talks about it's patient, it's kind, it's, you know, it's all of this stuff. And I think that, you know, it's even long suffering, right? And we don't want to deal with long suffering, as you know.
But, Amen.
These are things that happen, right? And so, as you think of those words and you think of like what Corinthians laying out, and you know, what Paul is talking about, it's sort of like, it gives you an idea of what love should feel like and what it should be like and what to expect and what not to expect. And so I think what happens is that because love has these characteristics to it, right? I feel that eventually what happens is that, if the person is falling into those characteristics, then what happens mm-hmm. is that love that you feel from them or the experience that you would have with them, you know, they can actually influence you to want to change, right? Because
yeah.
you want to be your best for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And even
right,
though you may
right.
fall or you may falter or whatever the case may be, I still think that, you know, it's okay to have a fight. It's okay to have a disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to have whatever issue it is because we're living life,
mm-hmm.
right? And,
right.
You know, but it's the way in which maybe the man reacts to you, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's not judgmental. It's kind. He's forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's understanding. And he has a willingness to want to make sure that you're happy. And to make sure that
yeah.
you're feeling safe and that you're feeling, you know, you're still feeling the love or all of those other things. And I think that those are just the core things that will bring about change for a person.
Yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
love conquers all.
Yeah.
And so I feel
that's
in that conquering,
good.
I think that's where, yeah, I think that's where, for me, I think that's where the change will naturally happen for me. Like, I want to be, you know, a better person. I want to be a better woman because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I want to make my partner be proud and happy. And I'm sure if I'm doing that, he's naturally going to want to do that. And so, yeah, I feel like that's, you know, that's, you know, you have to be open and you have to be willing and, you got to just know that, look, it's not a perfect thing, but if we put God as our center and we're focusing on those things, then naturally some things are going to change
right.
for the better. Right.
Yeah. And I like that too, because it says love covers a multitude of sins. So like you said, even
yeah.
if I fall, right, even if I mess up, you may be mad a little bit, right, but the love still continues, right? And I can still feel the
right.
genuineness and the love, the unconditional love with that. And that's a really thing that's just, to me, those are the most characteristics in trying to find someone, right? You can, okay, everybody know you want somebody 6 foot. Okay, let's just keep it 100.
What?
You know, you want somebody tall, dark, and handsome, because that's what we were brought up on. Let's keep it 100. You know, that's what, as women, that's how we were taught. That's how we talk. You want
yeah,
somebody tall, dark, skin, and
midgets. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're not plunging for midgets. I'm sorry, hun. That's not going to work.
So that's,
yeah,
that's part of the fairy tale that we get. You don't care, sis.
Yeah,
so it's okay. It's okay.
No,
you know, but
no.
If,
and
that,
don't be broke, please. Let's not do that.
Oh,
don't come to the table with that. I'm sorry. Not having
don't
it.
Come to the table,
no, this
bro.
Is over. Like, seriously.
That's so funny. That's good. That's a good
yeah.
one. So that's where we were talking about yesterday in practice. But I was telling you what I told my nieces were about the four Asians, right? The transportation, the salvation, transportation, habitation, occupation. To me, that is a good core to start. Like, from some women, I think they fall in love with the potential of a man. And if they don't meet that potential, then they become pissed off and, again, want to change that man. But if you fall in love with somebody who's already made, then you don't have to worry about, you know what I'm saying? Like, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So if
yeah.
because if you mm-hmm. already got your job, your career going, you already got your personal relationship with Christ, you already got your house, you already got your car, you are already established to that capacity and that magnitude, then of course you're gonna want somebody that has that same match, right? I mean, I'm sorry,
right.
Pookie. You stay with Pookie. I can't. I just.
Right. So,
you know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah. That's listen. That, you know something. I'll tell you what. In the single world, I feel like that's attainable. but mm-hmm. I find like it's a hard thing to attain, right? So I live in New York City, and I just don't even pay attention to men here in New York because it's just not worth it. It's not worth my time. So particularly with the transportation part of things, like I am not driving you around. I am not. There's just certain things. I'm sorry. I refuse to do. Like, I'm not going to be your chauffeur. I'm not going to be your bank account. I'm not doing those things. Right.
I love it.
And so that becomes a backlash for women like myself, right? Mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. what happens to that? And I have a clear comparison for this, and hopefully you'll be able to see how I explain it.
Okay.
So when you are single and you're established, you're independent, for some people, for some men, I'm not saying all men, but for some men,
mm-hmm.
there's an intimidation mm-hmm. factor that happens, right? One. Or mm-hmm. what they'll do is they'll approach that because it's something that now they're looking at as well. You know what? I have to conquer that because I know that I can, you know, I can get her attention. I can. So their independence, your independence become like that mountain that they want to climb, right?
Yeah.
And so they'll approach you, but in the meantime, let's talk about the potential part. I learned that when you get to a certain age, potential is irrelevant, right? And it really is, because we're not teenagers anymore, right? We're grown
right.
people. We're not even in our 20s.
Right?
And so I think after about 30, potential just really has no more value, because at the time that you're within a certain age bracket, you have to, as a man, I'm saying as a man, you have
mm-hmm,
to
mm-hmm.
show, there should be some showcase on the outer schemes of things where you're not lying about what you have. You actually have it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to show off about it. You can be very humble in what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Those, like, men that are in that category, they're very attractive, because guess what? It's not that you want what they have. You have what you have because you're an independent woman, but that struggle
mm-hmm.
with, well, yeah, you know, like, he has potential. I don't mess around with those dudes. That's just not my thing. It's a minus, right? It's a takeaway. Seriously. It's a negative, negative. Like, it's a negative that does not become a positive. Right. And
mm-hmm.
so,
mm-hmm.
You know, your independence to someone that you're talking about, like, potential, what happens
mm-hmm.
is that becomes, it's a formula for misery. It's a formula for just a lot of stuff in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, it affects you mentally. You know, it could lead into other things, right? Even verbal abuse. And, you know, and also people just, you know, men that are on this, like, oh, I see them and they have potential. It becomes, you're the woman because you're independent. You're the one footing the bill. You're the one doing what the man should be doing, right?
And so men
get comfortable. And so what happens is that they lose this, you know, they lose their hope of potential themselves. So you're thinking that they, they have. Well, in the meantime, they don't even have potential. They're just mooching off
there's
you.
Been a loss,
you know? Yeah, exactly. So... yeah, so I don't really go with that. So then when you decide to get rid of that relationship or to end
mm-hmm.
it, you become now the target of abuse because, you know, independent women, this is what they do, and independent women, and, you know, they have all these other things that comes along, these connotations that come along with it. Very stupid. And my response to stuff like that is like this. There's a reason why women are independent. Because of men like
mm-hmm.
you, right?
Right.
The key things for me is that in a man that I look for is that you have to be a provider. You have to be able to be the priest of the home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to protect me because I want to feel safe with you. And you know, you have to represent the three P's. You know what I mean? You got to do that.
Yeah.
If you're not able to do that, then that last P, which is potential, you can't. That's a wrap. Mm. It's done, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not going with potential anymore. You can't do that. And
I'm not following up that no more.
No, we can't. And then also the other thing I noticed, you know, as being a single woman, that, you know, socioeconomics really do play a part in your selections of partnership for future, right?
Yep.
So you want to be able to be with someone. Look, I'm not saying be a millionaire and be all of that.
Right.
At least
have
a job and be responsible. You know, do things that are responsible. Exactly. Have a 401k. So at least when you die, you can get something, you know? Yeah, or like a pension plan or something. Something.
That's funny.
You know?
That's good stuff, girl. That's good stuff.
Right. Yeah, something. Have something. You know, so it's that potential thing, I'm not big on it. I'm happy to be an independent woman, but at the end of the day, men have a way of feeling that because you're an independent woman that you don't need a man. That is such a fallacy.
That's so untrue.
Like, listen, I see almost every day where I need a man in my life. Like, there's so many things that I cannot do. And I don't know if it's because maybe I'm a girly girl or maybe because, you know, I'm a woman's woman. I don't know, right? But there's stuff that, listen, there's stuff in my apartment that I can't even reach when I climb to the, when I'm on the ladder. I can't even reach it.
Andrea,
you know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you need a man to help you do some things around the house. You need a man to.
That's
and
true.
And not only that, it's just nice to have a man that wants to be with you and to, you know, to take care of things for you and, you know, all that other stuff. So.
That is true. That you definitely hit a lot of good points. And like you said, I think that's where women go wrong, looking at the potential. And which, you know, it's okay to be a dreamer and a visionary because most men are visionaries and are most dreamers. You know what I'm saying? So that's a totally different element, right? I'm okay with you being a dreamer and a visionary. I'm totally good with that. But you have, even for my daughter, I'm telling her, like, girl, whoever you marry, they need to be financially taken care of for, because think about it. You got to be taken care of. Like, you're used to a mom and a dad. Like, you're used to a mom and a dad taking care of you. You don't have to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to go into that marriage with that same amount, even though you're in the power to be independent, but you're going to be looking for them same country, you know, different things that your dad did, attributes that your dad did in that man, because that's what you are known, that's what you're familiar with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So those same different attributes.
That's the flow.
He, you know what I'm saying? He fixed around the house, you know, he protects my mom. He's a good, he leaves the house. Those are the attributes that you're looking for. So that's what I think. A woman, that's what women are looking for. They're looking for someone to feel protected and a stability. They're looking for stability. They can provide themselves, right? Because they were taught to be independent.
Yeah.
But you also want to have that warm body that's beside you that you are growing with, and they're growing and you're growing together, right? And you're both helping and building each other, right?
Right. I think it's important. So, you know, I mean, I have just, you know, my core principle about partnership, you know, extends beyond me. And I feel that, you know, I want to be able to, you know, edify my partner. I want to be able to help them to establish that dream that they want to have, right?
Right.
Whatever the dream that goes beyond just the regular day-to-day stuff, right?
Right.
Whatever that dream is, let's work together and bring that to fruition. On my end, it's like, you know, my partner needs to know, what is it that you are desiring to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to you know, what is it that you like that I can, or what business it is that you want to establish that I can be a part in helping you build that. And I think that, you know, growth is part of that selflessness of, you know, knowing what each other want beyond the regular day-to-day stuff and beyond what you've already have established, but to continue to build and grow in that way. And, you know, it's a powerful thing, I believe. I haven't experienced it yet, and I hope that I do at some point. Yes, I would really like to experience that where, you know, like I have that partner that has the understanding of, you know, that sort of element. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not just here to take from you, but I'm here to help you. And I want to have that same feeling back in return. And I think that that's what makes it, that's what makes, you know, that couple, like that powerful, you know, that when you can come to a place of just being selfless, wanting to be here and successful, to see their dreams and desires come through and knowing what they are and working through it with them, you know, that definitely like awesome. Right? So in that way, you know, it's you can't do that with someone that's talking about, or you're thinking, oh, he has potential to do what? You know what I'm saying? You missed the mark.
potential to not be with me. How about that? You potential not be with me. How about that? That's the potential.
Right. Exactly.
The potential not to be with me. How about that? That's why we're doing with the potential today, buddy. Not being with me. So let's switch gears. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but let's switch gears. Just got a couple more minutes. Our next point is, just because I'm alone does not mean I'm lonely. Just because I'm alone doesn't mean I'm lonely. And I know that it'll be holiday season, right? This is why I want to kind of talk about this point, especially with COVID. A lot of, you know, with the rising numbers, a lot of people are not going to be able to be with their families, and just, you may not have a significant other and you can't be with your family, you know, like what would you say to encourage people, single women right now that's going into this new season, right, for the holidays, and that just because you're alone doesn't mean you're lonely. How would you encourage them in this season? Because I know we all have had lonely moments, right, and felt alone, right? So how would you kind of encourage them right now for this kind of upcoming season, Andrea? Tell me, what would you tell them?
Well, you know, I think that I'm a prime candidate for that, right? And so for me, what I do is I think that you have to come to a place of saying, look, because of COVID, I can't run around and go to my usual homes that I go to and I can't have friends over. But I think self-love and self-care is definitely something that will be at the forefront and should be at the forefront for this particular season that's coming up. Now, the holidays, the fall is like my favorite time of the year. I love Thanksgiving. I just like the warmth of it. I like the colors. I appreciate, you know, the time that's spent cooking. I appreciate just, you know, the togetherness. I mean, like, I'll usually drive somewhere to go and have, you know, dinner or lunch or whatever if I don't do something at my home. And just on the way, just, you know, there's just this feeling of just, it's so warm and it feels so good, you know?
Right.
And, not being able to do that this year means that you have to step it up a little bit. And what do you do?
Yeah.
Look, I'm waiting for the poinsettias to come out of Costco so I can go get some poinsettias. I love poinsettias. And I, you know, listen, I already bought like my turkey breast, and I already have like my list that I wrote the other night.
Oh,
you know, I kind of wrote like what I'm going to do. So listen, I may not be able to have people come in and sit down and have a dinner, but my plan is, you know what, I'm going to cook And listen, mm-hmm. I know that there are people, I know that there are friends that I have that are also single that may not mm-hmm. be, you know, might not want to cook or may feel like, hey, you know what? Come by, and when you ring my doorbell, I'll give you your, you know, I have some beautifully packed, you know, container of food
yeah.
or whatever
right.
to share.
Right.
And I think that,
right.
you know, when you kind of step out of like, well, oh gosh, I'm here alone and, you know, whatever, I think when you step out of that and you self-care and self-love, but also in that, just being kind to others, because that's really what the season is about. It's about
True.
Kindness. It's about sharing. It's about mm-hmm. giving. It's about loving. And it's about all those things. And then, you know, I mean, I have a few friends that I FaceTime with, you know,
yep.
maybe I'll spend my morning, like, just wishing them happy Thanksgiving and, you know, just
yeah.
enjoying my day, yep. like, not being sucked into this mood of, like, oh, my gosh, I'm alone again.
Like,
you know, I'm feeling alone because of, you have to make the best of, it's like,
mm-hmm.
people always say this. If you have lemon, make lemonade, right? And so
yeah,
you have
yeah.
to think constructively of how you're going to make your lemonade. Now, where I'm from originally in Guyana, we make this thing called swank, and it's like limes and, you know, it's like lime juice with water and some ice and sugar and stuff. And we put a little bit of, like, vanilla extract in it so it gives it a boost. And, you know,
ooh,
it depends on how
ooh.
You want to – yes, exactly, right? And so it may just seem like some – like a simple thing, but again, it's what you do to it. It's how you make it.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you choose to, you know, to make
mm-hmm.
it happen for you. Like, I don't want to sit in my house and sulk and
mm-hmm.
be, you know, have that feeling. And that's something that I think that we have to work hard at avoiding
mm-hmm.
in this season is, like, you
yeah.
know, don't bring yourself to a place where you feel so alone that, you know, you don't even want to pick up the phone to call a friend and just say, hey, happy Thanksgiving, you know?
Right.
I think that this is the time that we need to be intentional in our
yeah,
presence, and we need to be intentional in how we're going to self-care and how we're going to self-love and, you know, and so it may just be what I plan to do. You know, I can't eat all that food. I mean, I don't eat like that. So it's like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, but I love it. I just love the season. And, you know, I
yeah.
am not like, you know, I'm a baker to some extent. I mean, I bake some things really well. I'm not a baker that cooks like pies during the year, but I love
right.
making sweet potato pies. And I have like this
ooh.
Awesome, oh, and I love making cranberry sauce, and I have my own special
oh.
way of making it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
you know, all this stuff. I enjoy that stuff. I really do. Like, that is going to free
dope.
My head. You know what I mean? And so I just, like I said, you got to make the holidays, you know? And, you know, so I sort of, how I break up my holidays, that Thanksgiving is my American holiday. You know, so I do,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything American, you know, like mac and
right,
cheese
right.
and the, you know, collard greens and like all that. And then at Christmas, I have my Guyanese stuff going on, which, you know, like
mm.
we do our pepper pot and, you know, bread. And I plan to do it and bake the bread because I did it before. And it actually, I did it.
Look at
out,
you.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to all that stuff. And again, it's going to be another like, hey, you know what? Stop by because I cook, and I'll have a backpack and ready to, you know, to give out the door. You can't come in the house.
Like
you know,
I like that.
You know,
I
yeah.
like that. I totally like that. Andrea, that is a great way that you are taking it because I was reading, I like to Google stuff. I'm a data head. If you don't know, you should know by now. So, and
yeah.
then I read something. It says, you have to realize that loneliness is only a feeling, not a fact. It's not a fact, right?
Yeah.
Because
yes.
you can change feelings, right? We have feelings every day. Every day when I wake up, I don't have the feeling of logging into work, but I know I can change that, right? I can change
absolutely.
That feeling, right? So,
yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
you have to realize that this is temporary. I'm not going to forever always be by myself. And if I choose to be, it's something I choose to be. I don't have to, like, be stuck in that feeling.
right? And I like the fact that you said, I'm still going to celebrate. I'm going to do self-care. Self-care is an amazing thing at that when you're at your lowest. Because you remember, I think one time we were talking and I was in my jacuzzi. You were like, girl, in a jacuzzi? I was like, honey, yes, I'm in my jacuzzi. I had my candles and everything. We were laughing real hard. But sometimes you just need to just do that and just really focus on yourself, because we delegate our lives and time to so many different things, and we need to replenish. And I appreciate that. And you're the real MVP, Miss Lady, traveling to 79 different countries. I'm telling you, when I grow up, I want to be a traveler just like you. I want to be able to have that on my resume that I didn't travel 79 and a half with you. So I cannot wait to the economy goes back to normal and I can come to New York and we can have our bagels, because I know y'all bagels be popping. You know, everybody in New York like our bagels be popping and all that stuff. And we can just sit down and drink tea and have bagels and just have great conversation and laugh, but we have
lovely,
to come
darling.
To a close.
I'm not a tea baby. I like coffee.
I know, Miss Coffee. I know, but you know, your girl like tea.
Yeah,
milking like she's from British.
right.
But you know, but my love, it has been a great night. I totally appreciate you coming on tonight, blessing the dumping ground with your presence, giving your story, giving your authentic, your transparent, encouraging people and our single women to just take some time to love yourself and also get out of yourself and sow seeds into someone else's life, and that'll make you feel better too. So I appreciate you blessing the future present. It has
thank
been
you
an
for
amazing
having
night.
Me.
Oh, thank you. Mwah. Until next
thank
time,
you.
Andrea White, we will talk again, okay? Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good night.
Thank
Bye.
You. Good night. Bye.
Bye.